Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
2 years have gone by. Do you know your witches any better? Who would grab a latte, drink a beer, or prefer a cozy sweater? Join us now as we do part two. If you don't know them by now, we've got quite the show for you today. And now, Lisa, Shelley, and once again, that damn Daryl.
Guess what day it is?
What day is it?
It's Witchy Wednesday, and we are your witches at the podcast. I always like think that I'm going to sound like super, super professional, and then I say like at the podcast, which is dumb. So let me start that over again. Today is Witchy Wednesday, and you're listening to the podcast, Good Witch, Bad Witch, where we do things and have fun and bring down musical and beautiful nothing. I got nothing.
Take three.
Good Witch, Bad Witch. Good Witch. Shelley Majors.
Heidley ho.
Bad Witch Lisa Brown.
Man Witch Daryl Brown.
Caveman.
Man Lisa Brown. Witch.
We talk bunny.
We talk caveman.
To you.
Yeah. So today we're going to play a game, but before we do, and this episode is called If You Don't Know Me By Now, which if you don't know us by now, and that this is your first podcast, turn it off.
We can do better.
And go back. Yeah. A couple episodes.
If you know Lisa, you know she like movie.
I like movie. I like to talk like caveman. So, If You Don't Know Me By Now is a name, and that we're going to play a game that has to do with getting to know each other better or what we do know about each other. But before we do that, in our intro, I want you guys to tell me things that you think I don't know about you.
Okay. You want to go first, Daryl?
Okay. Yeah. When I played football, what was my nickname?
Pee-wee.
So she does know it about you.
No.
No.
Animal.
Yes.
Otter 841.
Yeah. Oh, Otter 841. Hike.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was animal.
Can you think of anyone that I don't know?
God, I almost said 50 years together. I signed a 75-year lease on this marriage.
Like Prince Andrew's mansion. Okay, something I don't...
Animal?
You might know about me, Lisa. Mm-hmm. Maybe you do know that. I love data entry. I love data analysis. I like spreadsheets. Not like in a weird, crazy, nerdy way. I like things that make sense. They add up. And then it gives me, I don't know, I just like the beginning, middle, and end of it.
Do you like making it or do you like looking at it?
I like populating the cells.
So you like to have the spreadsheet sitting there
somebody
and you
says,
like to put
a spreadsheet.
Something in.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, like if they're like, hey... we sold this many, let's say, bottles of whiskey in this month, and this many bottles here, and this many whatever. I like putting this stuff in and then looking at it and going, oh, man, March is a bad month.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know why I like that, but I do.
Okay.
But what you guys didn't know, probably because I'm a loosey-goosey, very casual person as far as how I dress, and I, like, never dress fancy or anything like that. But my closet, and I have, and both the condo and where I live now, I have a winter closet and a summer closet. The places are from the 80s or 70s, so I don't have the beautiful walk-in closet like you do. But they're closets. Mm-hmm. All of my clothes are color-coordinated.
Me too.
Yeah, and facing the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lisa's are too. They're all black.
I'm not surprised that way about Lisa, though. But, I mean, facing the same way and stuff. And I wouldn't be surprised about that about Daryl. I thought it was surprising about me.
That is, yes, I'm not like, oh, my God! But, yeah, I didn't know that. I am also in the middle, closet-wise, of trying to have all the same hangers.
Yeah, I like that a lot, too.
Yeah.
And at the condo, I did have it that way, and it got a little loosey-goosey here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I'm on that journey.
Yeah, I'm on the journey.
Black plastic.
Yeah, well, I have the felted black ones.
Oh, Lisa, what are you, the Rockefellers?
Mm-hmm. No, you can get them very, very cheap at Sam's Club.
Okay,
good. Yeah, so it's like like 50 of them.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
$20 or something.
And my closets are small enough. I might get some of those hangers that have hangers upon hangers upon hangers hanging
I need
underneath
some
them.
Of those too.
Yeah.
I actually just need to get rid of some clothes. But okay, mine is one of the things I don't think you would know. Is that I am obsessed with not having dead leaves on my plants.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, like, I every single day pick off all the dead leaves off of all of my plants.
I believe that about you, mm-hmm. because you are...
And there's one that she can't reach, so she told me, next time you have your ladder out, can you get this?
Because it's driving me crazy.
Well, yeah. You newly, since you moved into this house, became mm-hmm. a very good botanist, a little gardener.
I don't think that I am. I really don't know what
you
I'm totally doing.
You totally are, yeah.
But it does look, I mean, but it does drive me crazy to yeah. see anything. And it may not be the best thing for the plants.
It might.
I don't know.
No, it's, if it's dead, it's, you got to get rid of it.
Okay. So yeah, every single day when I walk, because they're on our stairs, and I walk down our not on the stairs,
yeah.
but like next to the stairs, I walk down and I grab all of them either when I'm going up or down.
I didn't know it.
Three or four times a day.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know it, but believe it.
Okay.
Did you know I am not an AARP member,
mm-hmm.
but I get the magazine every month so and I read it cover to cover.
Oh.
Oh. No.
Yep, read it cover to cover.
I don't. Nice. I get the magazine every month and have never read it at all, ever.
Nice.
I just think it's so interesting how many good-looking people are 50, 60, 70, 80 years old.
I do think that's interesting. I also think it's interesting how many people looked older than we thought that they were 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Golden Girls are yes. were our age.
I know.
And they look like they were in their 80s
yes.
at the time.
It's
so
a weird
even
thing.
Rose, who was adorable.
Right.
And so she's still, they look
she
very
was 29.
Old. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Also, this is what I was talking about in the first episode, not the first episode, a couple episodes ago when I said, I'll tell you guys in the Did You Know About Me episode.
Yes.
I think this is a story I've never told.
Yay.
It has to do with seahorses.
Oh.
That's why.
Okay.
So when I was younger, I'm okay. going to say 12-ish, we went on a vacation to California, me and my mom and my sister, and maybe I was younger than that. Really doesn't matter. We went to SeaWorld, and they had, and now I don't, again, this is, what, 20 years ago? So it was a while ago. I don't know if this still exists, but they had this big pool where you could go and kind of sit on the edge of it,
okay.
and that you could pick up a starfish
oh.
and hold them in your hand.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. Yeah, so you would go, and then you could, they were all over the place and stuff, but they also had other fish and stuff in there.
Yeah.
And so then you could pick it up, and you could take pictures with their starfish.
Sure.
Or whatever. I tried to wrestle a seahorse to hold it.
Poor little thing.
Yeah. And they're very, they are, you know, you said they were slow.
Yeah.
Not so slow. I never got my hands on one. But I really wanted it because I didn't know it would have been bad. I figured it was in the pool of wonders.
Yes.
And stuff. Anybody could just grab it. Everything. And
yeah.
Luckily, they were so fast because it got away from me and I never did hold the seahorse.
Yeah. You probably would have crushed it.
I think so.
It's got that tender little exoskeleton, right? Whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. But it was like, fuck that little red hood and stuff. Yeah. Yay. And stuff.
I'm out.
So, yeah, I tried to do that. It didn't happen. And then.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Dude, do you know how old I was when I got my license?
I do.
I do too.
You do?
Yeah, your first time ever?
The first time I ever got my license.
Oh, not the first time, no. Huh?
Yeah.
You were 19.
Yeah.
Do you know how old I was when I got my first license?
16.
17.
17, okay.
Do you know how old I was? It was on my 16th birthday.
Yeah, because you didn't flunk the first time
right,
like I did.
Rushed right
no,
in
I actually,
got it.
That's a lie. I did flunk the first time.
But you were still 16.
I was 16. It was probably like the week. I think you had to wait a week or something.
Gotcha.
It wasn't on my birthday. I cried.
Uh-huh.
And my mom said, you didn't even cry this hard when your grandpa died.
Oh.
Yeah,
geez.
It made me feel really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-oh.
I still feel bad about that.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. My mom just said, you don't have a car, so you don't need a license.
That's kind of how my family.
But I got a baby.
Yeah.
That's
order of operations.
Okay, do you guys like feel like you know things about each other? Like, not even recently, but like stuff that you've found out that you didn't really know.
Yes.
About. Okay, can you explain it better than I am?
maybe. But so we just were asking things that you guys didn't know about ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And I think the second part is things that we just recently found out that we knew about you or about each other.
Yeah, that we didn't know about each other.
Here's mine.
Okay.
If I understood the question correctly.
That I pick off the leaves off the plants?
No.
Oh.
Not that recently.
Yeah.
It surprised me that you sewed clothes for your sister.
Oh.
I think that is so sweet and tender and cute and adorable. I had no idea. And I've known you since you were 8 years old.
I just really wish I would have thought of the whole Velcro thing.
Yeah.
Her poor little squished head.
Yeah.
I know.
They were probably stretchy fabrics.
No.
Polyester? No.
All cotton.
It was cotton, but I remember one being white and shiny, like almost like a bridesmaid dress or something.
Okay,
but
like sateen?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't know why, but that's what I remember.
Yeah. And then Daryl, it surprised me that you started listening to country music.
It surprised him.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it was like a sharp left turn.
Yeah, well, it was a long straight drive home.
I think while I was trying to think of things, because I don't feel like there's a lot of things about you guys I don't know, I guess.
Right. You don't know what you don't know.
That's true. And then that I've learned, I think that I really, really didn't understand, like, in the cockles of my mind, the deep, deep disdain that Shelley has for hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. I really, really do. They're so gross.
Yeah, and I just, not only did I not know it, I didn't understand it. Yeah. So I didn't want to understand it. And now I've come to grips with the fact that I can't change her mind on that.
No.
Like, you can't, like, with me, like, somebody said, here's a tomato, but we've made it really, really good, I'd be like, all right, I'll try it.
Sure.
You cannot get this girl to eat a hot dog no matter what you tell her she did with it.
If I had to eat a hot dog or die, this is how it would be prepared.
Okay.
It would be like broiled almost beyond recognition, almost burnt, but it would be wrapped in delicious melty cheeses, possibly a brie, and a crispy, crispy bacon, at least 6 slices.
Okay.
And then on some sort of artisan bread, toasted with light butter on each side.
Have you thought about this?
Yeah. Okay. And then maybe some cream cheese, too, like melted with a garlic sort of sprinkle.
Now, I have 2 questions about this.
Sure.
First of all.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to talk you into the hot dog thing.
No, it just needs to be unrecognizable.
I can't.
Right.
But what if it wasn't like, you knew that the person who made it, let's say Darren Edwards at the Edwards Meats, and made the hot dog out of complete and total beef products, not byproducts, not beef tongues or whatever. It's a prime rib dog. Would you eat it?
Yes.
Okay. Because of the shape.
No.
It's because of what is in it.
Yeah. Because of what is in it, and it would smell different, and it would also probably be called a brat.
Exactly.
I never thought of that. I'm just going to disguise my hot dogs as brats now. Now there's a double part of this question.
Yes.
It's not a brat dog.
If memory serves.
Yes.
I thought about this the other day when we were texting with our friend Marcia about bullying Alex.
Yes.
And I don't always respond because I'm working when you guys are talking, but I do read it.
Okay.
So you were talking about getting jobs at bowling alleys. I can't remember the whole conversation. I read it, but I don't pay attention either. But you used to work at the Wheat Ridge Lanes.
Correct.
If memory serves again, I remember you and our friend Elaine, you worked together. You were both bartenders. I don't know if you're always bartending or one of you is working at the snack bar. I don't remember. But I remember you two telling me that you used to take a hot dog, fill it with cheese, wrap it in bacon, and then make it into like a corn dog and put it in the deep fryer and eat them. And it was the best thing ever.
That had to be completely Elaine.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
No, like you did it together. Like you guys were like, this is something. Like
I might have fed her beers while she did it, but I didn't. I didn't touch that dog. I didn't prepare the dog. I didn't serve the dog to a person.
You didn't split it open.
I didn't put it in my mouth.
I had no relations with that dog.
I'm going to call bullshit on that.
Okay, your memory is faulty.
I'm going to actually write her. See if she still listens to the show. Actually, I'm going to wait till the show comes out and tell her to listen to it.
Yeah.
And then tell her to write me.
Fine.
So, Elaine Heskey.
Yes.
Tell me if I'm wrong or I don't care if I am wrong. I just want to know that that is not a weird thing. Okay.
So save the middleman. You wrong.
You wrong, dog.
So, and then my thing that I learned about Daryl, I guess I learned this more after we had been together for a while, but we've been together for so long. It's kind of, there's not a lot of stuff that I don't know about him anymore. And if I, well, okay. Is all of his weird OCD stuff.
Yeah.
That's not something that I knew about going into it. I don't think it would have changed things.
That was my next question.
Yeah. Unless I've learned to live with them.
Sure.
But there are some very, very, very quirky ones.
Give me a quirk.
Gosh.
Can we do this? Is that okay with you, Daryl?
I don't even know my own quirks.
Daryl, okay, so this is the thing that's funny, too, because Daryl also has a tendency to fuck with me. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I don't know, like, and he'll let me believe stuff for a really long time. Mm-hmm. So some of this could be a little fuckery that he's never completely, like, he was like, oh, ha, 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 that's so funny. I was joking about that 20 years ago.
Sure.
But things, like, he does a lot of... At least I know you never lived on your own before you met me. So just so you know, green vegetables cannot go in the same drawer in the refrigerator as colored vegetables.
That's hilarious. You're a dickhead.
Is that something that's really, that you really believe?
Yeah, just always been that way.
Yeah, so
I thought he was gaslighting you.
No, that's not fucking true. I had the thing. I never lived on my own, but we did have a refrigerator at my parents' house. And as far as my parents never did that.
Vegetable segregation was over in the 60s.
So actually, to this day, I mean, I don't really grocery shop. He does. I mean, he's obviously, everybody knows he's more of the domesticadian. What is it?
Sure.
Domesticarian. The domestic partner. He does the shopping and the cleaning and the cooking.
The fridge is his domain.
Yes.
Yes.
But we do segregate the vegetables.
To your right, to your left.
Yeah. There's a lot of things like that. Like, and it's not even really gaslighting. He really, really believes. Okay, here's another you want
to. Oh, gosh. He really, really believes. I'm like,
this is what you want to hear, one that drives me crazy.
To say whose people's truth is wrong.
No, right. Yeah. And he believes it, or this is the way he grew up. And I'm okay with changing things. Yeah.
What's
the
harm?
Seriously, if you want to segregate the vegetables, it's not hard for me.
Yeah.
But you're turning red. But the one thing that does bother me is that he puts the silverware in the dishwasher with the blade or the fork side up instead of down.
I know why he does it.
Well, okay, which is fine.
Okay.
It's not fine.
I'm with you. I'm tying down, but I see why people are tying.
Because they say that you don't get water spots because they go down, the food and everything goes down, and then your food's not going to stick at the bottom of the grossie.
Right.
And I get that. But if we do that, let's just wash them again, because me being the person who takes the dishes out of the dishwasher and stuff.
Stabs herself.
I stab myself every goddamn time.
Oh, I was going to say the reason why it might be good is because you can see what they are instead of all of the handles looking the same, and you can separate them and put them away faster. Mm-mm. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I work at a restaurant. We polish them before we put them away, so the dots don't matter.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, too, is our dishwasher has a little thing, and it's only, you couldn't put the head of a spoon or the fork that way.
Oh, it's tiny.
Goes that way.
Yeah, but I'd be okay to...
take those
compromise and just put the knives upside down.
Oh.
So I don't stab myself. And you would think after 30 years, we've been together for 30 years, I'd be like, the knives go up, or knives are going up, so I'm going to grab them.
Yeah.
And so,
I think the thing that makes the most sense is that you guys both get a lawyer.
Yeah.
It's time to start shopping.
Yeah. So anyways, he just has these weird, quirky things that work for him, and it's fine, and it's not worth me fighting over.
Right.
And stuff. So it's totally fine and stuff, but I didn't know that going into a relationship.
But to be fair,
yeah,
he probably thinks it's your weird quirk.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Like, my wife wants the utensils upside down.
Utensils down.
A weird quirk. He like, I think he thinks that I'm like, uneducated.
Her being unreasonable about the cutlery.
Like you don't know any better, honey. Like, just almost
there.
You poor thing.
Oh.
And so, yeah.
I wish you'd have had a dishwasher, too, when you were little.
So, yeah.
There's not a wrong way.
No, it's all good.
Yes, there's no preference.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about you? Do you have any of these that you want to?
No, I'm good.
Usually it seems like there's one in the couple that is a weirdo about the dishwasher. It's like, you don't
yeah.
load it, right? And I'm like, then you fucking load it.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's how we kind of do that too, because he'll reload it after I load it.
That's
and stuff.
Insane.
So I do feel like every single night before I go to bed, he stays up a lot later than I do. But when I go to bed and stuff, I always feel super, super guilty because if the kitchen is dirty, I feel like I should be doing something to help.
Yeah.
But I know that I get in his way and stuff, so I don't. So I just kiss him goodnight, and then he ends up, he cleans the kitchen before.
Yeah.
I know that that's fine with him. We've talked about it. It's totally fine.
Right.
But I still feel bad about it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just want to
pull your weight.
Well, thank you. But I just feel like I should be helping more and stuff. But
we'll unload, and we unload the dishwasher once in a while together.
We do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but that's just another thing where it's
you know what,
be
this
like,
other quirky thing that I have that lately I notice, I'm like, gosh, you're not rinsing out your dishes.
Oh, before I put them in the dishwasher?
But before you, they just sit in the sink, and then they...
Well, I thought that that was part of your job of doing the whole thing. See, there's that. Yeah. Lawyer.
75 years.
Okay, well, that's good, because now I'll know that I should rinse them before I just leave them in the sink. I thought if they were left in the sink, that was part of the whole doing it.
Shelly goes, you don't got to talk to me about it.
I mean, you're going to
I am the dishwasher, anyway, too, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay. And, yeah, that's all I have. Do you have anything weird that you need to tell us about you?
Gosh.
That we don't already know?
Do you have three balls?
One strike and you're out. No, I don't think so.
No?
I mean, I think everything's on the table about me.
Okay.
Balls on the table.
Balls
maybe a lot of people have three balls. I don't know. I haven't seen that many.
I haven't seen the lot either. Okay, cool. Well, we're going to come back with learning more about each other with our game that's called...
How well do you know me?
How well do you know me?
Let's find out.
Ba-dum-bum. Hi there, you guys. We are back with the meat, which is a is going to be a game. I've already said that. If you didn't know, meat stands for magical entertainment aspects of truth.
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what the meat stands for.
That's the Buseyism of this week.
No, it's always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And remember that for the next show. So we're going to play a game. It's very, very simple. We all have a little stack of cards that we're going to ask. Each card pertains to the reader, and so it says, like, so I'm going to ask a question, and it's about me, and let's just go. So we'll start with, can I play any musical instrument? And then you guys answer that question.
Yes. You were first chair, drums, sixth grade, seventh, eighth,
yes.
All through junior high.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And you're one hell of a gazooist.
A kazooist.
Yes, and your voice is your instrument.
Yeah, you have a good instrument.
Yeah, yep.
Okay. Any other ones?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
I wish. I always wanted to learn. It's again, you know, like we were talking about the crafting or whatever.
Yes.
I wanted to play an instrument. I didn't want to learn how to play it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, sure. Okay. What is the most courageous thing I've ever done?
Oh, boy. There's so many.
Are you afraid to think? Like, I would say, I don't know, there's so, you know, I don't want to start anything weird or whatever, but this is what I think.
I'm excited.
I think it was leaving your second husband.
That was really brave.
Yeah, yeah, really was.
I was scared. I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
And I thought I was quitting, and I didn't want to be a two-time, I didn't want to be Ross.
Right.
From Friends. I didn't want to be the twice-divorced guy.
Well, and I do believe that in your own way, you still loved him.
Yeah.
He just didn't love himself anymore, and that was what was the hardest. And I know that it's something sad to bring up and whatever and stuff, and but it is a part of your life, and I just think that you're very courageous because of that, because I think that you found yourself with doing that. And
thank
I think
you.
That you're a better person.
Yeah.
Even though like, you couldn't have been much better. But
thank
I
you,
think you're the best version of yourself right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Gosh, I did. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I'm like, it's like this. Those words just came out of my... Yeah.
Sometimes musical entertainment at technology, the me, is when your husband's thoughts come into your head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I thought the most courageous thing I ever did was walking into a bathroom after this guy at the British Bulldog just told me he was going to destroy it. And I couldn't wait. I had to go. And I walked in. I had put on a brave face and a gas mask, and I just went for it.
Downed with it.
You're welcome.
So it was just because of the smell, or did he like shit everywhere?
It was pretty gross.
They only have one bathroom?
The guy's bathroom might as well not be a bathroom. It's kind of in the kitchen.
But what was wrong with the girls that you can go in there? Am I asking too many questions?
No, he was walking into the girls' bathroom, yells across the bar, "Hey, Shelly, do you need to go? Because I'm going to wreck this joint." And I'm like, "That's cool." And then I'm like, "Oh, shit, now I have to go."
So the wrecked girls' bathroom was less worse than the girls' guy's bathroom.
They're both really gnarly. Oh, but yes. Uh-huh,
that is very courageous.
Thank you.
And you're weird about poop stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, more not weird.
Because
you
can taste it. If you walk in and you know what I mean? That. It's in the air. The particles are in the air.
Right.
Okay. I like the ex-husband story better.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Mine's real simple. Do I believe in ghosts?
Yes. Yes.
I do. Yeah.
Okay. I think you totally believe in the paranormal and haunted stuff and all that.
Yes.
Dick ghosts.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm a wiener. Okay. Okay, me.
Okay, you.
Which is more my style, video games and a pizza, or a cup of tea and a good book?
Ooh. Oh, that's
can
a
you
tough
do both?
Because they're both you in different times.
Yes. Yes. I would like to play video games, have a pizza, a cup of tea, then read a good book.
Yep.
Yeah, I would
all
do all of
the
them.
Above.
Actually, yeah. I'd rather... A cup of tea is okay. I'd rather have coffee with my book.
Of course
but
you would.
Yes, you're yes. both right. Thank
would
you.
Would you drink coffee with pizza?
Yeah. Yes.
I do.
I hardly ever drink anything but coffee.
But
that
coffee,
is correct.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
All right.
What is the most embarrassing thing that's happened to me recently?
When you ran into the door at Brian's, or what happened? Where did you hit your nose? Or you...
I think that was your wife.
No.
You
had some either your eye or your lip got. You ran into something and you had a fat lip. Yes,
that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Remember that time that Shelly didn't remember what she did that embarrassed her. Remember that?
Yeah, I think it was. I thought it was up at the cabin at Brian's, but and he had family over and you did something and you're like, oh God! But yeah,
hit the door or something.
No,
yeah.
She had a big old fat lip. Remember that? Yeah.
Oh no! This is so good. So. Our friends, Mike and Carrie, it was Carrie's birthday. They have a house up there. And we went, and everybody was super stoned. And I wasn't. And Brian and I had just started dating. Anyway, one of the aunts at the house was super clean. And she was like that crazy kind of high where you're just cleaning everything.
Mm-hmm. And she was on meth.
Sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to guess.
Kidding.
But she did the glass. So clean, I saw Brian on the other side of the glass on the patio, and I was inside, and I was like, oh, I don't have anything in common with all the high people. And I'm like, I'm going to go see my baby, and like running out of slow motion, and then hit the glass and fell backwards, almost knocked me out.
Yeah.
And yeah, my lip was really, really fat. That's true. But Brian did the, oh, no.
You just, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no.
And then my nose started bleeding, and he went and got ice, and we did it, the whole thing. But yes, I did have a big old whip.
Yeah.
Oh, my
don't
gosh.
Look at me. I'm hideous.
I do have a story, but I don't know if you want me to tell it, but you can say yes or no.
Okay.
It's about the Brian with the GPS when you got lost in the
oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
I think fine. That this is the funniest story and she can, okay, I'm going to tell my version of not being there and Shelly's story.
Okay.
But I seriously tell my clients this story because it cracks me up so much. So Shelly and Brian had recently been dating. I mean, they weren't really, really new, but they definitely wasn't a year
Six
yet.
Months maybe.
Yeah. Okay. And they were at a bar and she had to work the next day. She wanted to go home, but it was close to his house. So she was going to Uber to his house. He wanted to continue to party because he didn't have to work the next day or something. So she took an Uber to his house and hadn't been there very many times at this time because he has a couple houses. So this is the one that she hadn't been to. Well, when she got out of the Uber, they had dropped her off on the other side of the street. So she started walking the wrong way and she got lost in his neighborhood. And instead of calling him right away, she just continued to walk and walk and walk. And so then, and she's a little tipsy at this point and stuff too, but she doesn't want to bother him because he wanted to hang out a little longer.
Yeah, so she's having a serious conversation with a dear friend.
Yeah. And so she GPSed herself and it's not signaling and stuff, so it's not telling her where she should be going, like walking wise.
Right.
And so she just keeps walking. Well, she little does she know she keeps continuing to walk farther away from the house.
Oh, man.
So she finally, you know, because he lives in kind of close to downtown Denver, probably not the best area for a young single, drunk redhead.
Yes.
Yeah. A fellow lady person.
Right. So finally she...
4th of July weekend.
Yeah, and she just succumbs to the fact that she's like, I guess I better call him. Well, Brian didn't know her well enough to know that Shelley's internal GPS is not well. And also he thought that maybe she was trying to be a little... Which, okay, this is the other thing, is Shelley's the least dramatic person ever. She doesn't do things to try to get a rise out of people. She doesn't really play games. Okay. Other than this one we're playing. But she doesn't play games with people's emotions. She doesn't do shit. Like, if she doesn't like you, she's not going to be, like, play a game to try to get you to like her or whatever and stuff like that. She just, whatever. She's, what you see is what you get. But he thought maybe she was just possibly trying to get him to come home or something. He didn't really know. So she called. She said, I'm lost. He thinks she's full of shit and stuff. And is like,
lost. Yeah, Uber takes you right there.
Uber took you and dropped you off at my house. And she's like, yeah, I know, but I couldn't find your house. He's like, in front of my house? So he's a little irritated. So he comes back. He gets to his house. Can't find her, and so he gets on a scooter and is driving around the neighborhood trying to, and he's like, so will you please stop walking, look for a sign, blah 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 blah, this and that. She's like, I'm on whatever, this and that. So he's like, stop fucking walking, I'll get there. He gets there, he sees her, he's still pissed, he doesn't want to talk to her, and she's like, I'm really sorry, and he's just like, don't talk to me, I don't want to talk to you right now, I'm irritated. And so he gets off his scooter and he walks her back home. They get to the house. He's totally mad and stuff. He'll get over it, but he's pissed. As soon as they get to the front door, Shelley's GPS says, you have arrived.
Oh, my God.
It just finally decides it's gonna sink up.
It's so tense. And he's like, yeah, no shit, iPhone.
You have arrived.
Oh my God. I seriously, that is what skits are, like, that is a Saturday Night Live skit, if I've ever heard of one. That's my favorite. Okay, I'm sorry. It took so long.
No, that's awesome.
Good memory. You've retold that very
seriously,
well.
It's one of my favorite stories. It's so, because every part of it is so not you and Brian.
Yes.
Because, first of all, he doesn't really get mad. He's very, very patient.
Yes.
You are so not dramatic. We all know you have bad, like, GPS, sense of direction.
Compass, yes.
Yeah, and it's just, oh God, the whole thing kills me.
It's comic genius.
It is.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys on another day how cute Jim Majors was, my dad, how he was integral to getting us to talk again.
Oh, yeah. You seriously didn't talk?
We didn't talk for a couple days.
Oh, wow. That's how mad he was.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You have not arrived. Okay. If I could travel back in time and meet one person, who would it be?
My first instinct is Jimi Hendrix. Is it a musician?
I would like to meet a musician.
I would want to say Layne Staley, but I also think that if you went back in time and met him, you would be in a really weird circumstance.
Yeah.
Because you probably would be like druggy friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say like maybe your grandfather.
Oh, that's nice. Well,
I met my grandfather.
No, the one that died before we were born.
Oh, my mom's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never got to meet him. No, that would be a good one.
That
is
a really good one.
Yeah, that would be a great one. Because she said, she told me story after story after story about what a great guy he was.
Yeah.
The fun stuff that she did and how he used to have to dress her up like a boy to take her down to Gaetano's to go down underneath the basement. They gambled
there.
But she took him with her. And he loved boxing. Girls weren't allowed at boxing matches. So same thing. Put a hat on her, dress her up like a boy, take her to a boxing match.
There you go.
But that's amazing. No, that would be it. Yeah, you're right. That would be a good one.
What,
thank you.
What would you have thought? Are you?
I wouldn't have been Jimi Hendrix. This is going to sound kind of crazy because it just happened the other day. I would love to have met Martin Luther King.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
You know, have. just to sit and see, you know, see through his eyes or talk to him for one day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Be kind of crazy.
Yeah. Cool. And in such a volatile time.
Yeah.
To have someone be able to so eloquently say what we're all, well, hopefully going, wanting to do.
In the same way that I'd like to meet Barack Obama to see if he's actually dating Jennifer Aniston.
But he's not dead.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
He will be when Michelle gets old.
Her hair has gotten really long lately. Good for her.
She's a lovely beautiful woman. Yes.
This one is so large. Because is there a movie or TV show I often quote from reference? Oh. What it don't I?
Yeah, there's
Wayne's
so many.
World.
But I don't say Wayne's World.
She just walked around all the time.
Hey, gun rack. Wayne's World.
I just walk around going.
It's so weird. She's always coming up behind me.
Swing.
Yeah. I'm like, leave it alone.
I think that Wayne's World has to win.
Okay.
Just the cream of some young guy.
There's so many. Okay, there you go. Yes. Shelly, you're next.
Yeah, that could have gone on all day.
Yeah,
I love Wayne's World. All right. am I a morning person or a late night person?
Oh, man, you're always up so early. And I don't know if you like it or not.
I like it.
You do, huh?
Like you're a morning person.
All day long.
Yeah,
I mean, you'll stay up if you have to.
Yeah.
But you would rather like
I don't
just...
like it.
Yeah.
I'm productive when the sun is out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I have energy.
There you go.
And at night when people are like, I'm a night owl, I'm like, go to bed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's so funny because you get up really early.
Uh-huh.
You stay up really late, and I'm like right in the middle.
You are in the middle.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
How do we get anything done?
I don't know. It's like we have that little lapse like from window. 3 to 6.
Yes.
Yeah.
All three of us are awake.
Yeah.
It's like being in Europe.
Yep.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Who in my family am I closest to?
Your sister, Nicole.
Hmm.
That isn't your kids.
Yeah.
I mean, pick a kid.
We not. Should we go on with kids or?
It's what.
Okay,
whatever,
that's problematic.
Yeah. I would. That is problematic. It's funny because I definitely think that Daryl, he's close to each one of the kids at different times.
Sure.
He'll and in different ways.
Let's change the question. Who in your family do you spend the most time with right now? And I'd still say, oh shit, maybe Christina. No?
No. Maybe Shannon? He talks the most on the phone to Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they talk a lot on the phone.
We answered your question. I mean, do you want to answer your question?
Yes. No, I was.
We were supposed to answer the question.
You guys. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay, so this is dumb, so I'm going to change it around a little bit. It's all, do I drink coffee or tea? Blah.
Obvious.
This is what I want to know. If you were going to Starbucks to get me coffee, what would you get me? I'm asking him first because I'm pretty sure that Shelley knows my coffee order better than Daryl does.
Well, it just depends on what you're thinking that day. So sometimes you like a good chai, so we go for a chai. Or a macchiato frappadino rino rino or some whatever thing.
He was right. Shelley doesn't know. She knows a caramel macchiato, right?
Yeah, that's it. Macchiato cream. Yeah.
So, yeah, it depends. So sometimes I do chai and sometimes I do caramel macchiato. Well, they both love me so.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do.
Our coffee gal.
Yeah. I just on that note, Shelley brought me a coffee on Monday from Ziggy's.
Yes.
Was it yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good golly. Was yesterday. See, I've had a long week. And I've never had a Ziggy's caramel macchiato before.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes different than Starbucks. Better? Yes. It's a little sweeter, but it tastes more like a Heath bar.
Interesting.
It was really good. Like I could use a little less sweet, but it was very delicious.
Well, duly noted, because I think when I got you a Ziggy's, I got whipped cream, and when I get the other, I don't. So then it won't be too sweet if I do no whip.
There you go. It might be just perfect. Mm-hmm. I have had their raspberry truffle. One of my clients brought me that.
Oh, good golly.
That's good.
Where's that from?
Ooh,
from Ziggy's?
That's the only two Ziggy's I've ever had. I know I had a eggnog latte one time.
Yeah.
Too sweet.
Don't do it.
The only three times I've ever had Ziggy's.
Ziggy!
Starbucks caramel macchiato is my favorite, but if they, what Danica calls it, it's you kill the shot, I think, which yeah. means you leave it out for too long.
Oh.
That's when it tastes like it's burnt.
Burnt.
I see.
And stuff. So if you kill the shot with any coffee, it's going to taste really gross. And Starbucks is the only place I've ever had them kill the shot.
I have a trivia question for you.
Yes.
Do you know who, what David Bowie's two favorite coffee shops are?
Ziggy's
Starbucks. See what I did there?
Yeah.
But okay, your turn, Shelley.
Okay. Let me put on my glasses. In the movie of my life, who would I want to play me?
Jennifer Aniston.
Julia Roberts.
That cheating bitch. Julia Roberts, yeah.
Uh-huh. I think Julia Roberts would be good, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. A Shelby in Steel Magnolias, Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts, but that would be nice, too.
Yeah. She's the same Julia Roberts. Julie, she's playing Shelley, not a prostitute.
I know, but Aaron Brockovich, Julia Roberts, Aaron Brockovich. Scrappy little. I don't know. There's so many sides to Shelley. It's hard to say.
True.
Does she have the chops?
Yeah, I don't know.
Thanks, guys.
Lisa Kudrow.
I can see that, too.
Baby It.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Mine is another crazy one. If I could put five famous people on a guest list to my party, who would they be?
Lance Daly. Are they alive or dead?
Yeah, doesn't matter. Lance Daly, yes.
Eazy-E.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Tupac.
Maybe.
That'd be a little gangster.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, definitely.
You
guys are missing my big one.
Ooh.
Your mom.
No. Well, I'm sorry.
Did it say celebrities?
No, it didn't say celebrities. Just says
any people.
Anybody.
Ooh.
I'm trying to think. My head hurts. I have a headache.
Okay.
You're
not coming to my party.
Is it a hockey player? Maybe.
Who's no, your favorite hockey no, player? It's my guy.
John?
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah. I got a JT
cheating
in my part.
Him
my,
and Jennifer Aniston.
So many cheaters.
Oh, my God. And JP. Kevin from...
oh, yeah.
What is that
Shameless.
Show?
No. No, different Kevin.
Kevin
this
from...
This is us,
yeah.
Yeah, with his weird nose.
Dude, just keep your shirt on.
Yeah. Nose.
Okay.
All right.
The Manny,
yeah.
Oh. What was the last live music, movie, or theatrical performance I saw?
Melissa Etheridge. Yes?
No. Live music, yes.
And,
movie?
Movie
Wicked.
Was
uh-huh.
Wicked, yeah. And the play Wicked.
Yep. You're right.
Wicked.
She's wicking it
I
up.
Wicked.
I know, let's do
yeah,
it again.
Yeah, is that the last play I've seen?
I think it was.
Or have we seen, did we see Noises Off after that? No, I think
we saw. No, we saw.
Yeah. Wicked, Etheridge.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Duck, Goose. Wicked, Etheridge.
Yep.
All right, let's see what I got. Excuse me. When was the last time I wore formal attire, like a gown? Heels, dress shoes, whatever.
Your second wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, I know you've dressed nicely.
Yeah, but when
not
really
dressed
formal.
Up like that. Oh, yeah.
Incorrect. Maddie, Karen's niece's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Karen's niece, her wedding was black tie.
Okay.
And it was at a really fancy golf course. And I bought a new dress and I wore heels. So there.
There you go.
Okay. There.
All right.
Yeah.
Darryl.
Okay. Oh, wow.
It was still a poly blend.
This is fast. Would I rather spend a year in a foreign city or a year in a cabin in the woods?
City.
I think you'd take either, really. You tell me. I don't know.
I think I want to stay like in the woods.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If it was forever, definitely. You know, more peaceful and all the other stuff. But I just like seeing new things.
Me too.
Yeah,
that's why I was thinking that too.
Yeah.
What if the foreign city sucks? What if it's one of those really hot, smelly, dead chicken?
Yeah, I got to dance with. I almost said.
What if they played sukiyaki the whole time?
My ears.
There's a xylophone in it. You'll love it.
Okay.
You'll love it. I'll play it.
Let's do one more.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is my celebrity crush? So many.
Oh, my God.
The biggest one.
Al Roker.
Al Walker.
Patrick Waugh.
Patrick Waugh Walker.
Yeah, then Al Roker. I want to sleep with Patrick Waugh. I don't want to sleep with Al Roker.
Or do you?
You just want to snuggle him.
Tell his wife.
Yeah.
They're very happy.
Okay. That was easy.
That was it. Mm-hmm. And then you guys go. And then
okay. What do I spend too much money on?
Seltzers. Alcohol. I'm going to say alcohol.
I'm going to say sandwiches. I do buy a lot of sandwiches.
I was going to say food or alcohol.
Yeah.
And
things I put in my mouth.
Well, yes. I think that you, and I'm jealous of this, but I just think that you just enjoy food so much.
Yeah.
And that you're willing to spend the money on it.
Yeah.
Whereas I enjoy food so much, but I don't, not that you have more money or that whatever, but I'll just eat like McDonald's fries, but a lot of them.
Yeah.
So that's probably why I'm heavier than you. Because you spend, you buy
she eats good food.
Food and drink, I think, is a good answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Daryl,
yeah, okay. I just wanted you to answer it without deprecating yourself.
You know, Rush, you know, I don't really, I wasn't even trying to.
You were
I felt
judging
like
me.
That I was deprecating you. And so I was trying to overcompensate.
Don't even worry.
What do I overcompensate most for?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Shammies. Okay. What is my most prized possession?
Is it a guitar?
No, it's your children. Are they a possession, though?
No, let's say a material thing. Let's say a material thing.
Your house?
Guitars? Do you have a sign?
I love my
something?
Guitars, yeah.
Your house?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely my house.
There okay. you go.
Yes, definitely, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thanks for answering.
You're welcome.
All right, well, that was fun.
Okay, well, we will be back with Witcha. Witcha talking about.
Witcha talking about.
You talking about? What you talking about? You're talking about wow.
Ooh. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Did we
finally hit on this theme?
Yes,
song?
I like
yeah,
it.
I'll forget it by next week, but
we'll have
now,
it live. Yeah.
No, just remember this. It sounds like Meet the Flintstones.
It does.
What you talking about?
It wasn't supposed to
talk about the fan.
You talk about wow.
I love it.
Okay. I like it. So this is our segment. We talk about stuff. We change it around every single week, and I'm gonna sing every part of the song. Shelley is gonna go first. Dumb criminals.
Let's talk about dumb criminals, guys. I'm glad that you did what you did last episode, Lisa, because there's so many dumb criminals that I did a list of three.
Okay.
Bite-sized pieces of stupidity that's against the law. All right. This was on Mojo. I don't know if this is where you got yours, but it's like a TikTok-y thing. So there's a guy in Salinas, California, that licked Sylvia Duncan's doorbell for 3 hours.
Ooh.
In front of her Ring camera, there's very clear footage. What's the crime here? I'm not really sure. Probably defacing property, stalking, I don't know. But it's really uncomfortable video.
Here's my question.
Please.
Is he obsessed with her, or does he...
Perhaps. There's a lot of questions, lot of unanswered questions. But it looks reminiscent of Adam Sandler in Happy Gilmore, where he's singing into the... Yes. I want to lick you all over.
And over and again.
That's right. To the night closes in. Dennis Hawkins, he's a bank robber.
Uh-huh.
Well... You know, when you rob a bank, you want to disguise yourself. Maybe sneak under the radar or go full on. I'm wearing a mask. Unidentifiable.
With
right?
A maxi pad over your
eyebrows. Mm-hmm. This guy took a different route.
Uh-huh.
He thought about it, and then he stopped thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a disguise. There was a blonde lady wig, some clown pants, some fake breasts to look more ladylike.
Mm.
But he didn't cover his face, which had a goatee.
Oh.
So he didn't exactly sneak under the radar. You got to see the picture. The guy's name is Dennis Hawkins. He's a dipshit.
Okay.
All right. This is my favorite one. Okay, so Tony Van is a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also a thief.
Mm-hmm.
He likes nice things. He likes to steal things. And eventually he got caught, and they're like, you need to go to trial. We need to talk about this and see if you need to belong in the pokey.
Yeah.
So he drove to trial in a $125,000 stolen car.
Oh.
This guy's 37 years old. He drove a stolen 2008 Lexus to the courthouse. He was already being tried for stealing a Porsche. Do better, Tony Van.
Good Lord. That is some dumb ass criminals.
Dumb criminals. That's the theme song.
You're so dumb now. Don't you know? You're dumb. Yeah, dumb. Why so dumb now? Why so dumb now?
We're done.
Stupid, are you okay?
Stupid, are you okay?
You're so are you dumb. Okay, dummy? Stupid, are you okay? Okay.
Daryl. Me. Okay. What musician has been on SNL the most? You ask.
Oh, can I guess?
Yeah.
The Stones.
No.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Yes. Foo Fighters!
Dave Grohl is the most frequent musician guest performing on 16 shows since 1992. Whoa. While no one can top Grohl's 16 appearances, Paul Simon beat him out as a musician who appeared most often on the show thanks to Simon's 5 times as an SNL host between 1975 and 1987, plus his 10 appearances as a musician, guest, and several other cameos on the over the years.
So here's, okay, so because Dave Grohl performed with Nirvana, and then the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
And then I think there was another band in the middle that he performed with. I'm pretty sure there was, because I saw it on that
he had a spin-off.
Yeah, like it was like somebody that he
super
was
group
like,
that he got yeah, together. That yeah, that he
was. Super group. So it wasn't just the Foo Fighters, it was Dave Grohl in and of
itself. Yeah, just Dave Grohl itself. But, Foo Fighters,
but no, that's great. Good job.
Thanks. Good job on the Fighters.
On the Foo Fighters.
I got to say.
Okay.
Thank you, Daryl.
Yeah, there we go.
That's cool. Great.
I am just talking now because, well, I was so enthralled by your guys's witch wows that I went totally out of where I was.
Oh, you lost yourself.
And you went back to the OG, the which music, is Lisa, in the moment. Yes. Having animals.
Animals. I am doing the segment on animals, and my question to you guys, and feel free to pipe in if you want, but what are the three weirdest animals, according to this article that I don't know who it's from?
The platypus.
The platypus is fucking weird.
Yeah. Platypus is number one, guys.
It's a mammal.
Yeah.
We know our pusses.
That's right. One of us is.
Okay, the platypus, native to Australia, is one of the strangest mammals on Earth. It lays eggs like a reptile and has a bill like a duck and webbed feet for swimming, making it a mixture of various animal traits. Male platypuses... Platypuses have venomous spores on their hind legs, one of few venomous traits in a mammal. And if that isn't weird enough, the bill contains receptacles that help them detect prey underwater. This combined with the characteristics make them platypus uniquely involved autonomy.
They're like the Batmobile. They do everything. They have all the tools.
Yeah.
And they are really just not that cute.
Well, it's so funny. I just seen a meme the other day, and it was the Ark, and there was two beavers going up, and behind the two beavers were two ducks going up, and then when they landed, there was the two ducks coming down, the two beavers, and then two platypuses.
Oh, like they like, had like, it, they, like
they made them.
I see what you're doing.
Oh.
Yeah.
They snuck and off to the make dude on there.
They make platypi.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think is number two?
Mm.
Ooh, the octopus.
That is kind of a strange one, but it's not.
No?
Would you like me to tell you?
Yes.
It is the narwhal.
Oh.
Which I didn't think was real.
Yeah, they're real.
I thought,
it's like a unicorn.
It's the unicorn of the sea.
Yeah, like a unicorn with like a
oh, humanity. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a whale species that sports a long spiral tusk, which is automatically, which is adequately an elongated tooth. The tusk can grow up to 10 feet and is
preliminarily? It's a long word.
Primarily.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Good day, Junior.
Seriously. Primarily found in males, though some females have them as well. Scientists believe the tusk may be used in mating displays. Look at my tusk! It's so sexy!
It's about 10 feet long!
Oh my gosh.
And also in battles or even for sensory perception due to its nerve endings inside. Narwhals live in the Arctic water and can dive to an incredible depth of 5,000 feet. And they are one of the ocean's most peculiar creatures.
I love that. I have guesses for the next one.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, please do this. I only have three, so this is the last one.
Okay, either an axolotl or the snapping shrimp, the bang bang shrimp that's so loud that it...
but delicious.
They're delicious. Great.
But yeah, it whips its tail and makes a noise so loud it scares off predators.
Oh. It is not either one of those.
Okay.
Although, I was watching some axolotl videos.
Yeah?
And here's the problem. I think that they're really, really, really cute. Sure. And I want one really bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine if it died. I would be so sad because its little smiling face would be like that. And so I can't have one because I can never see it die.
Does it go like this all the time?
And I don't. Well, it does. It actually will. Oh, that's an axolotl. Yeah.
Good one.
It actually fall, like if the owner comes into the room, it'll like get like really excited and go up to them.
Oh, those are those little guys.
Yeah, the ones that the show I talked about.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. So okay. I can't have one. I want one. I can't have it. Okay. I so it's you. Neither one of those. This is called, I guess I should have, tarsier. T-A-R-S-I-E-R.
Okay.
Tarsier.
That's how I say it.
Tarsier are tiny primates found in Southeast Asia, known for their disproportionate large eyes. They kind of look like a bat, kind of like a bush baby.
Ooh.
Each larger than their eyes are larger than their brain.
Oh, maybe
these
like
enormous eyes give them excellent night vision. Necessary for nocturnal life. They also have long fingers and toes that help them cling to branches and leap between trees. Their diet is exclusively carnivorous, which is unusual for primates. So like it's like a monkey, but it doesn't look like a monkey.
I must see it.
Consists of insects, small birds, and reptiles. Mm. It looks too small to eat a small bird, but maybe like a big bird. I don't know. Doesn't it look like a bat, kind of?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Oh, no, it doesn't. When you make it bigger, it looks like a monkey.
Bat monkey.
Look.
Oh, yeah. I've seen.
Yeah.
Ooh, cute.
So, yeah, they're cute. His eyes are huge. Its brain is small. There's a song in there somewhere.
The meat-eating bat monkey.
Meat-eating bat monkey.
Awesome.
And that is, you are now stupider for having to listen to that.
I thought it was great. Okay. I was always interested in narwhals. That's
were
a really good one.
I always thought that they, like, when I would see, like, a... Like, my grandkids would be like, I got a narwhal. I'm like, oh, you little unicorn-loving little fucker. So I thought that they weren't real.
They're real.
Okay, narwhal. I know. Thank you guys again for coming to another coming. You weren't here. Listening.
It's like you're here.
It's like you're here. Oh, we're going to do a Man Witch Minute. I forgot about that.
That's okay.
No, we don't have to. You don't want to do it. You want to do it next time?
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll save it. Yeah.
Yeah, because we said once a
month. We've already did one in January.
You're right. Well, we're not in January anymore.
Yeah, I said we already did one in January, so we'll do one in February.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Wayne World.
Okay. Anyways, thank you guys for coming. Do all the things.
Yeah, do them.
Do them.
That we repeat all the time. Yeah, just do them.
Mark them off.
Yeah.
And then make a list. Ooh, yeah. Make a spreadsheet.
Make a spreadsheet. Don't eat any narwhals.
Do that. And look at the person you're sleeping next to. Mm-hmm. You're like, do I really know this guy?
Yeah.
How do they load the dishwasher?
Right. Are they trying to secretly kill you with their knives
going
upwards?
Maybe so. Do they even listen to the podcast? If not, why not?
Right. You should tell them. You should listen to the podcast. We actually had, Daryl and I both had a friend of ours tell us that they finally told their parents about our podcast.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is funny.
Yes.
Because it was like... And they were like, I don't know why I didn't do this sooner. So you guys, if you're all thinking that, tell somebody you think would think this is funny.
Yeah, it's actually our neighbors across the street from us went out to California for Christmas, and he came back, and we were talking, he goes, oh, by the way, my 75-year-old father is a new fan of your show.
I love that.
So I sent him some swag.
Oh, good.
One of my leggings designers, her name is Angie. She told her mom about it. So that's really cool.
Spread the word. Tell your parents we're cool.
Cool times.
Yeah. Stay cool and stay witchy, my friend.
Stay narwhal. I mean, no. Stay bitchy.
Oh, no. Must be the season.